Father Ed. Oh my, OMG. No, what will happen, maybe we will have head operation after that, no? In discipleship, you are allowed to fall. But, please read, getting up is required. Show us, Father Ed. Please fall. Up. Fall. He's really trained, huh? Fall. Get up. Fall. Get up. That's what discipleship is all about. You are allowed to fall, but required to get up. Life is all about falling and rising. In discipleship, you can run. If you like the way to journey towards Jesus, you may run. Show us, Father Ed. See? He runs. You may walk if you like walking. Show us, Father Ed. Ah, that's it, huh? That was in the 1960s when Afro hair is still, he still have hair during that time, huh? Can walk. Now he's a gangster leader during that time, huh? In the Philippines, way back 1970s. Now he's now the pastor of Jesus, our risen Savior parish. No? That's why he's wearing a suit. Yeah. So in discipleship, you can run, you can walk, you can even crawl. If you like crawling, then do it. As long as you journey patiently. Show us, Father Ed. So you see, your pastor knows how to be a good disciple. If you like to run, walk, or crawl, whatever it is, the way you decide to journey as a disciple, no matter how hard it is, Father Ed advises us one simple thing. Do not quit. Show us, Father Ed. So that's a simple advice. Maybe being disciples is really a hard journey to make. But do not quit. Watch this.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. I'm on the top of the world.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans. The
Rocky Balboa. Show more choreography. That's the way I like it. Don't just give up. Sometimes we feel like that. OMG, I am so pressured by my problems in life. I feel like I'm gonna die. I am losing hope. Don't lose hope. You have to fight back. Just don't give up that easily. That is how a disciple is. That is what a disciple should be. Please read. Faithfulness is not about perfection. It is about constancy in trying. If only those people who do not commit mistakes are faithful to God, then no one is faithful. Because all of us commit mistakes. When I say mass in the prison facility in the Philippines, we call it Bilibid. Bilibid prison. I usually say to the prisoners, the inmates, do not envy us who are outside the prison walls because all of us are just the same. All of us are sinners. All of us have sinned. There is only one difference between us. You got caught. And that is true. But they are there because they were caught. But in life, we also do something that is not right. We hurt our families, we hurt our friends, we do something that is not right. All of us commit mistakes. That's why Jesus said, no one is good but God. St. Paul says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Faithfulness is not about perfection. St. Therese said, our imperfections will never affect our holiness because genuine holiness is to endure our imperfections patiently. You have to be patient. We are really weak. That is why we have confessions. Jesus knows that we will never be perfect in this world. But we must keep on striving. Allowed to fall, but required to get up. Watch this. This is a race that happened between girls in Minnesota. The girl who was running in front of her home crowd really practiced for many years just to win the race. Of course, everybody would practice just to get a gold medal, no? But something happened. Sometimes whatever you wish, you want, will not come true. But if you persevere, something wonderful and miraculous can happen. You watch this. The third girl.
You are love on display for all to see. You are light when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sins.
Heather Dornigen of Minnesota races in front of her home crowd.
You are peace when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting. Hero, I'm running to your eyes.
She fell, but she got up. She's again in third place. She still won. Please read. Faithfulness is not about falling down. It is about getting up and finishing the race. When she fell, if she just started crying, oh, why did that happen to me? Not so, nothing happened if she did that. But she got up and she still won. In life, miracles do happen when you don't just give up. Watch this. It is now the Olympic Games. Men sprint race. Things don't always work out the way you'd like. USA. The fourth one. Here. He stopped. He fell to the ground with a torn hamstring.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Don't give up. You cannot fail.
Raise me up to more than I can be.
Please read. We will never be defeated until the time when we stop trying. Father, I'm fed up with myself because I keep on repeating the same sins again. I know. Who doesn't? I told you yesterday there was a boy who goes to confession every week with just one sin. Father, I lied. He comes back the next week, I lied. Following week, he comes again, I lied. So the next week, from afar, the priest saw the boy and the priest says, the liar returns. Usually, what we commit when we were young are the same sins that we commit when we are old. Same sins. But just don't give up. And that's the whole point of being a disciple. You will still fall. That's why when I see married couple trying to just separate ways. Why, when you married the guy or the girl, did you expect that you are marrying a perfect person? There are no perfect people. There are no perfect families. But I'm sure there are family members who will never give up on each other. That is the point of family. Marriage is not a relationship between two perfect persons, perfect individuals. That is not marriage. If only people who do not commit mistakes should get married, then nobody should get married anymore. Because everybody commits mistakes. Marriage is a relationship between two forgiving individuals. So if you are not yet married and you don't know how to forgive, do not get married, because I assure you, one day, one of you will hurt each other. One of you will fall. When one fell, the wife or the husband must be there to help that person get up. Not when your husband or wife is already down. You want to get up? Here is the stone, huh? Sige. Try to get up. That is not a family. One of you will get weak once in a while. The wife or the husband must be there so that he can lean on somebody so that he or she will not fall anymore. That is a family. No, never give up on each other. We may be repeating the same things over and over again. But as I said before, never give up on yourself. Yesterday, I asked you to ask me why. Never give up on yourself. Ask me again. Why, Father? Please read. Because God will never give up. Always remember that. That's the last thing I would like you to remember. I will never give up because God will never give up on me anyway. I just have to keep on going. I will still fall so many, many, many times. But I am sure even people who are considered to be holy, like Mahatma Gandhi, some people said, Gandhi, you are a saint. Gandhi said, no, I am not a saint. Except if you think of a saint as a sinner who never gave up. That is what holiness is all about. To endure our imperfections patiently. Let us now pause for a while. Let's all bow our heads. Let's close our eyes for a prayer. Lord, I came here to Jesus, our risen Savior Parish Church, the beginning, not knowing why, or just maybe because I'm part of the church leadership, or I work here, or I was invited by a friend. But now I am sure why I am here. People don't really see what's happening inside my heart, how I really feel. They don't see the burden that I carry inside of me. They do not know the pain, the sadness and sorrow that at times I keep in my heart. I choose to be silent about these things, not revealing them even to my closest relatives. I try to show people that I am strong, that everything is fine. But you can see through me. Lord, you know what is inside my heart. You know that there are moments in my life that I would really like to give up. Sometimes I just get so tired of life. I have given so much of myself to the people that I love. But there are moments that the people that I love so much are also the same people who hurt me, who makes me feel sad. They are the same people for whom my tears are shed. Sometimes I get tired and there are moments I really want to give up. Thank you for reminding me tonight that if I don't give up, I will not fail. that my dreams will still come true. Thank you for bringing me here in this just more or less an hour moment with you, Lord. Once again, you've inspired me to be stronger, to continue going on despite so many problems. Today, I decide to be a warrior, not to be a warrior. I decide to be a victor, not a victim. I know that even with all the trials that I experience, with all the problems that I have, I won't be defeated if I don't quit, if I don't give up. Thank you for this night and for the following nights to come. Bless our pastor, Father Ed, Father Ryan, Father Gio, the seminarians, who inspires us and brings us closer to you, Lord, despite our weakness, despite our frailties. Protect each one of us as we go home, so that we will be able to be with our family and to share with them the simple inspiration that in life we might fall, but we are just required to get up. I believe that God doesn't count the number of times that we fall. I believe that God counts the number of times that we try to get up. I really believe that God never counts the number of times that we sin. He counts the number of times we ask for forgiveness. Never give up on yourself, because God will never give up on you.
Don't give up. It's just the hurt that you hide when you're lost inside. I'll be there to find you. Don't give up because you want to burn bright. If darkness blinds you,
last story. It was the story of a father and a son crossing the street. The father told his son, "Son, we're going to cross the street. Hold my hands." The son said, "Father, I think it would be better if you hold my hand." The father said, "That's just the same thing." "No, father, it's not the same. Because if I hold your hands, my hand is small and weak. I might let go. But Father, if you hold my hand, whatever happens, you will never let me go." That's the way God treats us. Don't worry about our weakness. God will never let go. Just don't give up. I hope that simple message you take home and share it with others. Do not be afraid to fall. Even the great saints have fallen, but they never gave up. So tomorrow night we'll have commitment on service, and then the third night we'll have reconciliation. So before we end, on behalf of Father Ed, in support of the 3-day retreat, we will ask for your support for this retreat. We have a collection for tonight, to give you a chance to be, to share a part of your blessings for our 3-day Lenten mission as we sing this final song. If you know the song, sing with me.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way
where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He leads me. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but His words will still remain. And He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. I have gone away in the wilderness. He leads me. Rivers fill the desert, will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but His words will still remain. And He will do something new today. Where there seems to be no way, He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
Ask Father Egay to give the blessing.
With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Father Ed. Please stand.
Most merciful Jesus, thank You for this night. Thank You for giving us Father Alfredo Guerrero to be your tool, Your servant to lead us to You. Guide us, strengthen us for us to come back tomorrow and Wednesday so that our whole Lenten season may be more effective and may we be reminded of Your love for us. Together we say, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
After this mission, we have some food. Some of you look hungry already, with all those tears, whatever. So again, please move to the APR for some refreshment, and see you tomorrow, okay? Once again, Father Bong, congratulations, thank you. Yay! Time to eat.